Right, good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Wednesday, the 23rd of June. Apparently, I got the date wrong yesterday, Scotty, doing that. I don't know how I did that, but
I didn't even notice.
I think it's probably to do with, I mean, I am in a bit of shock. I wish that people could see what I dial into, and I think that's what puts me off. I mean, I haven't got a fucking clue what you look like this morning. He's got a Houston Dynamo bright orange shirt with silver stripes on.
Yeah, polo shirt, yeah.
He's got something on his head, which I can't even see. It's like some type of orange bandana.
Makes me look like a pirate.
And yeah, why would you want to look like a pirate? Is probably the
I think I'm
question.
ironing into my Johnny Depp looks.
Oh my fucking days. Dear me. If I don't mention George Clooney again, can we get you off Johnny Depp very quickly?
Yeah, I don't think I'll mention Johnny Depp again, to be honest.
Jesus Christ. Right, so we have seen. Did you watch the England game last night?
No, I did not.
Really?
Really? I watched the Scotland game.
Wasn't Modric. I mean, I am a bit sort of. I sound almost a bit drooly and fawny, but he is one of my favourite ever players.
Oh, he's an excellent player, and it was a Modric show last night, wasn't it?
He's in my top three of all time, definitely. Particularly, I mean, I sort of talk now about going to Spurs. And not enjoying it, even when we got beat when he was playing. I just love watching him play football.
Yeah.
That was an absolute masterclass last night. It
And
was,
that finish for his goal.
yeah, just brilliant. And unfortunately, we lose the Scots. What were we betting on? Scott, was it Scotch eggs, Scotch rolls, Scotch goals? What was it
Is
we
that
bet
someone
on?
at the door?
What was it we bet on?
We bet on four or more team goals for Scotland.
And we got what, one?
One.
So, between Russia and Scotland, how many goals did they get?
I think maybe three.
Three, and we were aiming for nine, weren't
Yeah.
we?
Yeah, I think I could say that was probably a little bit
Only
unfortunate for
just missed,
Scotland.
didn't we? Only just missed out, didn't we?
But Russia, I think, was a mile off. What was it with Modric, though? You'd have thought they'd beaten France the way he collapsed to the ground onto his knees at the final whistle, Modric. Did you see that?
Yeah, but he's 35, 36 years of
Yeah, I
age.
suppose he was knackered, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, and it does tend to fall on his shoulders that, you know,
Yeah.
he is the talisman, the main man. I'm not having a word said against him. He was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I'll shut up on that.
And we've got the dual forecast up. Get that on the
Yeah.
sheet done. Get that on
Yeah,
the.
I already done it. I've already done it.
No one saw that coming, did they? They'd all written that one off.
Yeah, it was unlikely, but
But I'm going to be honest, I am going to miss the Scots. I had some great banter, real good banter through this couple of weeks. Been great fun. I do genuinely love the Scots people, and
yeah, I do. I cheered quite loud, didn't I, do when they scored?
I love the sense of humour they bring to things. I do love the rivalry and interaction. Even everything on my phone has been going non-stop, was going all the time last night, having a laugh with people. Even on Twitter, somebody said Happy Diego Day yesterday because it was 25 and a 25th or 26th anniversary, or whatever it was, of Diego Maradona's handball, whenever that
Oh,
was,
right, okay.
86 or 20. And I got a Happy Diego Day. That did make me laugh. I hadn't seen that before. So yeah, great fun, guys. Sorry you're out, but basically you just don't score goals, do you?
No.
And you did get completely and utterly pasted last night. It was an absolute Croatian dominance
Yeah,
masterclass.
it was.
I'm quite happy I don't have to look at John McGinn again because
Oh, God, if the amount of chances that fell to him and he
yeah,
obliterated.
and they all keep going on about him, this super John McGinn thing.
Yeah.
So somebody said to me, "Is there anything that John McGinn can't do?" Last night I said, "Score."
Yeah.
Yes, goodbye the Scots, and obviously England did play 1-1-0. I don't know what it was like. I did see that Sancho got a bit of game time, but I didn't read much. I actually had to turn Twitter off because there's a guy on Twitter, StatsBet, and I think he was like the Aston Villa social media account last night. All it was Grealish this, Mings that.
Oh, yeah.
I can't handle this, so I'm just going to turn Twitter off.
Well, best mate watched it and he kept sending me updates.
Yeah, you finished 11th, Statsy. You finished 11th, son. You were up there at one stage, but you finished 11th. Calm yourself down. Back in your little boxes, you Villa fans, honestly. So we move on to today. Last four games, isn't it? And then we have got 2 days off.
We have, yeah.
I probably won't do a podcast Friday. I'll probably do one tomorrow. I've got a 50th birthday bash to go on Friday.
Oh, excellent.
So, but I'll have details of that later. But right, yes, we have got today, Group E up first, Slovakia playing Spain, Sweden playing Poland. Both these groups today, E and F, very, very tight. Pretty much any combination of teams can go through. Spain, I have watched both their games. They've been the 1.24 today, which Germany are lower later, I think, but that's the lowest of the matches we've seen pre-game. They've been pretty but toothless so far. And obviously they have to approach this game now as a must-win. And play a Slovakia side who only need a point to probably surprisingly progress. I don't think I'd have had Slovakia in my in my 16 teams going forward. Spain get Busquets back. He's coming. He's doing well actually because he must have played for Scotland last night. Because after all, I was being told how good they were. We had John Busquets playing.
John Busquets McGinn.
But yeah, he's back after missing the first couple of games. I can't see anything in the prices that attracts me to have a bet. Goals, I'd probably be a layer rather than a backer, to be honest.
The odds are so low on goals.
Yeah, exactly. And given how toothless they've been, you know, I've still got huge squiggle question marks over the likes of Morata, if he plays. So I don't know whether the Villarreal lad might play.
Well, they played them both last time, didn't they? Yeah, so
it didn't seem to work, did it?
No.
I think Morata just gets in the way of anybody when he's on the pitch. He's not for me at all, he really is.
No, nor me.
So I've got an unofficial one here, Scotty. This isn't for official results, but obviously it is going to be a tight group. If Slovakia, I expect, are going to set out and to try and stay in the game and not concede, I don't think they're going to be at all gung-ho, only needed a point. So if it gets to half time and it's 0-0, 1-0 or 0-1, I've spoken about a two ahead method. I've got a video on it. So it's an unofficial two ahead game for me. If it's 0-0, 1-0, 0-1, I would say to people, have a look at half time. If the two ahead price is round about two, you know, anything really 1.9 through to 2.1, 2.2, I would play it as a two ahead game. Because if it is that, Spain may start having to get a bit desperate to get a goal.
Yeah.
The game may open up a little bit in the second half. So I can't guarantee with my current domestic situation that I'll be able to monitor this and put it on the Telegram group. So I just wanted to get it out there now that it's at your own peril. But if those conditions are met, it would be a game I would look at for two ahead.
Do I put it on the sheet or do I leave it off the sheet?
You can just put on the sheet that I've advised a two ahead for people who haven't there. Just put it on there that it's an unofficial. You know, if you play it, you play it. If you don't, you don't. We're not going to sit and monitor the prices and entries and exits. For me, if a goal goes in early enough, I would green it up and just move on and not worry about it. But it's a little unofficial one just for the fact that I can't find a bet in the game. But I think that this is one, you know, if you are watching, there's a couple of these tonight that things may develop in the second half as teams know what they've got to do to qualify.
Yeah.
So that's it from me on that game. I don't know whether you've got anything.
I have.
Cards bets, have you? Or
yeah.
Slovakia team goals?
Team cards, yeah.
Okay, so off you go.
All right, okay. Slovakia coming to this on 3 points, having beaten 10-man Poland and Lunda Sweden last time out. Slovakia will go through if they can beat Spain or if they draw and Sweden avoid defeat. I think they have been the weakest in the group so far. And if Poland at 1-1 had not lost a player, I suspect they would have gone on to win that game. Poland, that is. They were second best beat Sweden and deserved to lose. Head-to-head shows they've beaten Spain just one in the last six, and I can't see them doing that today either. They come into this game having just had two shots on target from the two games so far, which is, does not bode well for today being the best team in the group, almost certainly needing the win. Spain sit on 2 points after drawing both games so far. They know a win will see them through to the round of 16, and a draw would see them finish third on 3 points, and who knows if that would be enough. They've been to Slovakia every time they've met here in Spain, which bodes well for today. But with two draws so far, that's four draws in a row at major tournaments for them. They did miss a penalty v Poland, but personally feel Poland possibly deserved it for their brave approach to the game compared to Sweden, who largely tried to defend the whole match, but even then still could have scored a couple. Like you, I don't like goals at all. They're far too low. So I found that a bet with Slovakia over 1.5 yellow cards. I'm glad that it's the best prices at Bet365 at 1.8. Marathon only go 1.73, which is surprising, being the way they settle cards. And Skybet go 1.67. Sporting Index is 18 to 21, so you're needing a sending off or three cards for Slovakia. Slovakia's last 20 competitive away games has averaged just over four, and in those games they've averaged just over two themselves and did get 3-0 Sweden last time out. Spain's last 20 competitive games that their opponents have averaged just over two. I just can't see Slovakia getting anything, and that would leave them on 3 points in third and ensure if they would get through to the round of 16. And surely we'll get frustrated trying to get the ball. As and when Spain go in front, they're a team that will still dominate the ball, so the game barely changes, which I like. So I can only see Slovakia frustrations. The referee is Bjorn Kuipers. He did the Denmark v Belgium game and gave four cards. And my note says he was very fair and did not miss too much. He's not a high card ref, but seems to give out when warranted. He did do one of Slovakia's games back in Euro qualifiers in 2014 and gave out seven cards, four of which were for Slovakia. More of the same would be nice. That's me for that game.
Okay, mate. Well done. Right. Good stuff. Best of luck with that.
Thank you very much. I think I might need it at the moment.
And then the next game is Sweden-Poland. As you say, Sweden avoid defeat. They're through. Most likely through anyway, but we'll want to guarantee it for sure. Poland need a win to get a top two spot. And the group is actually so tight that Poland can win, Slovakia, Spain can draw, and Poland can top the group, shows you how tight this group is. Poland have only won one of their last nine, and that was against the footballing giants of Andorra. So they have got Krychowiak back, the guy who was suspended after he got sent off in the first game.
Nice pronunciation.
Yeah, I'm all over it, aren't they? They have got Lewandowski, obviously, who can score goals, scored a cracking header in the last game. They're going to have to chase this game, which is sort of the situations I like. And I thought the goals markets here are very fair. So it is my standard over 1.5 bet here on goals in Sweden, Poland. So if there's a goal first 20 minutes, just leave the game. But if it's 0-0 20 minutes, back over 1.5 goals for 1 point, split it in three, a third on 20 minutes, 27 and 35. Goal goes in when you've got any party's stake matched. Remove your liability. If the goal goes in too late, as per I think the Belgium game the other day was there, then just let it ride and hope for another one and you get the full lot. So for me, Sweden, Poland, haven't got a view on who's going to win. I think both are capable of winning, but I suppose gun to my head, I mean, the market's 2.74 Poland, 2.82. But I do think the way that Poland are going to have to try and chase the game, there'll be chances. So that's it for me, son.
Right, OK. I start on Sweden. Sweden come into the final game with 4 points, as you said, and sit top of the group, having drawn with Spain in an awful game where they largely defended the entire match, yet despite that, did create a couple of excellent chances that they missed. Last time out, they deservedly beat Slovakia 1-0 in a game that they went for in the second half, and it paid off. Even a draw, as you said, would guarantee a top two finish, and a defeat still would see them having a very good chance of being in the best third place finish. Poland come into this final game on just 1 point, having lost their first game vs Slovakia, a game I've mentioned already that at 1-1 they lost a player, and I think they may have gone on to win that game. They then, in the last game, they've got a very creditable draw vs Spain, where I was quite impressed with how they set up, and I do feel they deserved the draw. Yes, okay, Spain missed a penalty, but they were brave, unlike Sweden, in their approach, and was very glad that they ended up getting the draw and scoring. Poland can go through in second place with a win if the other games does not end in a draw, but need a win minimum. They will need to do something they have not done in the last seven vs Sweden and win, as they have lost them all. But the last meeting was back in 2004. This is a no-bet game for me, but from what I've seen, I actually prefer Poland of the two teams and was impressed with their approach vs Spain. So if I was really pushed and someone said, right, okay, what would you bet? I would be betting Poland draw no bet. I don't see Poland losing the game, but I do. I could easily see a draw. So I think it's a low-risk bet, but it's just not one I would do. But if someone wanted something, that's what I would do. But it's a game with Sweden, and I don't tend to get involved in goals. Add to that, Poland have never scored more than one in a game in their previous 13 European Championship matches. And of late, they do tend to concede. So, yeah, it's a no-bet game for me. But as usual, I will follow you in on your trade.
Okay, mate. So you'll make a few quid then. There you go.
Yeah.
You can fill your boots.
Yeah.
Right. And then we bring the group stages to a close with a fascinating couple of matches, to be honest, this evening. All of them can go through. For English fans, added sort of... interest of we find out who England will lose to in the next round.
Yeah.
So Germany are 1.2 to beat Hungary. Germany, I thought they were excellent against Portugal. I thought they did okay against France, to be honest. That was always, it was a bit more of a chess match than a football match. So, you know, I think it was a bit harsh when people started saying they were in trouble after that. They were absolutely superb against Portugal, particularly after going 1-0 down. They started the game well. Portugal scored against the run of play. And then they were just superb. You know, I thought they were brilliant. Over 2.5 is just 1.45.
Yeah.
And I do think that despite a plucky draw against France at home for Hungary, going to Munich to playing a German team, got a bit of a point to prove after their World Cup exit. You know, this would be, if they went out of this group, it would be the first time ever they've gone out in consecutive big tournaments. I just can't see them letting that happen. Again, the prices are nowhere near anything for me. Even I looked at, you know, trying to perhaps Dutch some scores, 2-0, 3-0, but no value in any of the pricing for me. So I do think Hungary are going to get a bit of a paste in here. I think we're going to see a comfy 2-0, 3-0 Germany win, but nothing for me to get involved in.
Right, okay. As you say, Hungary coming to the final game at 1 point, having lost to Portugal and then getting an excellent 1-1 beat France last time out. They were excellent that day and okay rode their luck at times, but did give it a go in an entertaining game. Now they come into Germany knowing anything but a win will see them going out of the tournament. They are in good form though, and the loss to Portugal was their only defeat in their last 13 played. The head-to-head shows history against them, having lost their last four friendlies, and their last competitive match was in the 1954 World Cup final, which Germany won 3-2. Interesting, in the group stages, they were in the same group and Hungary actually beat the Germans 8-3. As far as Germany, Germany sits second, as you say, on 3 points after losing here to the world champions France 1-0. And then last time out, they deservedly beat current European champions Portugal 4-2 in a fantastic game. And to be honest, they should have scored more. Now today, they face bottom of the group, Hungary, knowing as long as they do not lose, they will make it through to the round of 16. But if they win today and France lose, they can still top the group. I cannot see them winning. I cannot not see them win this game. And in the last 10 internationals, they've averaged 2.16 goals. But interesting, they've conceded in 13 of those last 16 played. Interesting stat is Germany in the last 7 matches have kept their opponents to 3 or less shots on target in each game. Unsurprising for you in this game, Hungary over 1.5 team yellow cards. 1.77 marathon. I gutted because I was going to take 1.73 Sky Bet last night, but it's dropped to 1.62. Bet 365 were already 1.62, so I'm going to take the 1.77 marathon, but it just means that we need two individual players to get a yellow card. And having checked back, Hungary have only got one red in their last 20, so that makes me feel a bit better on that. Hungary's last 14 competitive away games has seen them get at least two cards in every single one. And overall in their last 20, they averaged 2.55 cards. And in games, and the both group games where they were at home, they got 2-0 Portugal, 1-3 France last time out. I cannot see them getting anywhere near to what they need and want tonight, which is a victory. And an unreal stat, as I said, of 14 in a row, this is landed. 1.77 is a lovely price based on that. The referee is Sergei Karazasev from Russia. He did the Italy v Switzerland match and gave just two cards. But my notes said that it was not a feisty game at all, and he was fine and didn't seem to miss anything. He also did the Germany World Cup qualified defeat here in March by North Macedonia, where he gave out eight cards, five of which were for Germany. His last 20 games refereed overall averaged 4.45 cards a game. Sporting Index go 20-23 for Hungary, which means they need a sending off or three cards if they want to buy. So that's where I am at on that game.
Okay, mate. All right. And once again, best of luck with that.
Thank you very much.
And then obviously the final great game, or they're playing simultaneously with the other game in that group, is Portugal taking on France. And the quirk of one of the things I didn't like about this when I looked at it pre-tournament of this third place finish business is that Portugal actually can go into this game knowing exactly what they need to do. And they'll know whether 3 points is enough to qualify, depending on what happens in the earlier games. If it's not enough, then you're going to see a completely different game to what you would if it isn't.
Yeah, so it makes it hard from my point of view for pre-match, whereas for you trading, you could have a look, couldn't you?
Yeah. So it's one of those, if it is not enough and they are trailing, you know, again, it's sort of an unofficial, I would be on late goals. As you're going to see all hell break loose. They're going to have to charge forward. It'll be frantic as they're trying to get a goal. You know, a normally solid Portugal. I said in our very first pod when I did the anti-post stuff, and I tipped Portugal as a trade, that they're just normally really solid, and he's made them so hard to beat.
Yeah.
And they go and ship four goals against Germany in a game where I thought, well, we'll back the draw, and 1-1 will probably be how that plays out. Yeah. We saw a six-goal thriller. So they are up against what I do still think is the best team in the tournament. I'm not going to say they fired on all cylinders yet, but they just look to me as if they haven't got out of first gear, and that they, I know you can't say they will turn it on, but I think they've got the players that can.
Yeah, maybe pacing themselves.
Yeah, they've lost Dembele, who came on in the last game, went off injured, but he is only a sub. So I think they're going to go full strength. I do think that France are going to nick this game. I am going to have my 1.5 goal bet because I do think that we'll see goals, whatever. So again, exactly the same as the other one, 0-0, 20 minutes. Third on 20, 27, 35. Goal goes in any part matched. Remove your liability. If it goes in too late, then just let it ride. Blah, 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 blah. But pick that up. I've said it enough now. But it is one as well to pay if you're watching it, that you could be see a bit of squeaky bum time for Portugal. Yeah. They've never failed to get out of the group stages. If it does look like those points aren't going to be enough and they are trailing, or it's 0-0 or whatever, and that, I just think you're going to see a bit of frantic stuff at the end. So it might be one to go in and lay late goals from sort of 70, 75 minutes onwards. But you won't know that until obviously we get there.
So for me
it is just the 1.5, but it will be one I'm watching closely tonight, because there might be some opportunities to get involved.
Yeah, that's good to me. Right, okay, on France, I'll start. France sit top of the group on 4 points, having beaten Germany 1-0 in Germany, and then getting a 1-1 draw in Hungary, where they missed some easy chances to win the match. France already know they are through to the round of 16, but a win would guarantee top place in the group. If they do finish in the top two in the group, they will have done in five of their last six Euro Championship appearances, and are unbeaten in 11 group games, which includes the last World Cup in 2018. As for Portugal, they're coming to this in third place in groups on 3 points after beating Hungary 3-0, but then last time out losing 4-2 to Germany, where they were lucky it wasn't more. Saying that, they could have had more themselves as well in a fantastic game of football. Like you said as well, by the time that they kick off, they will have a good idea if third place is enough at 3 points themselves. Today, they know... If Portugal were to lose and not make it through as a third place best finish, they would be the first defending champions to go out at the group stage since Greece in 2008. This is the first Euro finals meeting between the current world champions and a defending European champion since 1992. Head-to-head shows they are usually very tight games, with five of the last six ending 0-0 or 1-0. And of course, they contested the last European final. And that ended 0-0, and Portugal won that 1-0 after extra time. It's a no-bet game for me. As already mentioned, these games are usually very tight, and even though a draw is fine for both teams, I have no idea what approach will be for each side, or if they both try for the win. I really hope each side makes it through, as both are involved in various outright bets, so to be honest, a draw would suit me fine. I do have a feeling both may go for it, not relying on the draw. So, yeah, that's a no-bet game for me. And as usual, I will follow you in on yours.
Okay, son. So that's it. And then we've got... we start the knockout stages. We've got Wales playing Denmark on Saturday at 5 o'clock. And Italy playing Austria at 8 o'clock. I already think Italy look a little bit big for that game. They're 1.56.
Yeah.
I certainly haven't seen anything from Austria that makes me think they can put anything up against Italy. And the Wales-Denmark game, Denmark 1.92. Don't know, I need to look at that one a bit deeper.
It looks really tricky on the bet. I haven't got a gut feel for that.
Yeah, I just think Wales are, they're very well organised. They're a great team. They're a great team. You know, whilst they have got Bale and Ramsey, they're just a great team. They got a real good team spirit and tough to break down.
And in tournaments as well, they seem to be...
Well, and that's it. It's not a points thing now. It is, you know, life or death. And I just think they'll set up first really hard to beat and hope they can get one. So that's it. So arrivederci, Scotland. Very nice of you to pop up after 23 years and play in a tournament. It's great. And they qualify for the Euros. The furthest place they got to go was London. And they got a 0-0 in their cup final. So
yeah.
I suppose they've had a great one, haven't they?
They have.
But pack the old salt tires away and we'll see them. Well, I'm 50 now. I'll be about 75, 78, something like that when you pop up again. Hopefully I'll still be doing this, but I can't guarantee it.
Yeah, I hope so.
But there we go. Right. I'll thank you, Scott. Scott. I'll be honest, that has really been off-putting, that outfit today. It's fucking ridiculous. Sort yourself out, man. I want something on... We'll be back, what, Saturday morning? Saturday. I want something a bit...
A bit more business-like.
Just a bit toned down, yeah. Yeah.
Leave
you,
it with me.
You actually do look... You don't look like Johnny Depp. You're closer to the guy, Mackenzie Crook, in that film. In those films, he was one of the pirates, wasn't he? You're closer to that sort of look. That's where you're at.
Yeah, facially, yeah, bodily, he's like a beanpole.
Yeah, you look like you've eaten Mackenzie Crook.
Yeah, I do.
Right.
And Nick Frost.
Yeah, I'll leave you to it, and I'll see you. Have an enjoible couple of days, and I'll
And thanks very much yet again for having me on.
No, more than welcome, son. No, it's been good fun. I'm enjoying it.
I'm loving them.
Yeah, and we'll get into the knockouts from Saturday.
Yeah, sounds good.
See you later. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.